Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we commit this beautiful, wonderful day to you, Lord, and this beautiful, wonderful word to enlighten the day to you. And thank you, Father God, for your leading. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 10, verse 1 to 4. My beloved brothers and sisters, the passionate desire of my heart and constant prayer to God is for my fellow Israelites to experience salvation. For I know that although they are deeply devoted to God, they are unenlightened, and since they ignored the righteousness God gives, wanting instead to be accepted to God because of their own works, they've refused to submit to God's faith righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, and because of him, God has transferred his perfect righteousness to all who believe.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just something very prophetic here is that I want you to just look at the picture here that Danita sent. Now that's a picture of the pathway that she walks every day at her work. It's a boardwalk. And then there you see that little heart there. Now, when you look at that, and you think that was pasted in, but that is a real thing. That's a leaf, and it's real. And this is the whole thing. On this path of life, if we don't wake up to the love of God in Jesus, if we don't turn aside from our path to see God so loved the world that he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it, then we are staying on a path of destruction, path of the opinion of others and what we believe. But when we turn aside and we see this love that God has made available, that's when we wake up. That's when we enter into a new covenant. That's when we get enlightened. And that's when we can start perceiving and experiencing the God of Abram. Abram was a man of faith. He believed what God said, and that's when we can start experiencing the God of Isaac. Isaac was the child of the promise that stayed in his father's love, stayed in the right boundaries. Beautiful example. And then the God of Jacob. Jacob was on his path as a deceiver, but he turned aside to wrestle with God, and then he woke up and became Israel, the prince of God, a child of the living God. And you see, those are all that God says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are all pointers to the beauty, the love we have in Jesus that we got to stay in, abide in. And that's what it's all about. And here we ended off the message. Last week's readings was the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And because they reject Jesus, they don't come to the place of faith, love. They don't come to that place of finding that the law has been fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment. So it's so sad. Paul is sad here for them. We see it in the first part of Romans 9, and now we see it in the first part of Romans 10. He's sad that they're missing out because they had all the promises. They had all the teachings. They had all the shadows that was pointing to it being fulfilled in Jesus. And then many has rejected. But praise God, like it says in Romans 9 right in the beginning, but not for all. Praise God, it's all Jews. Peter, John, the disciples, the 12 disciples, and then later on Paul. They all perceive this, so they are beautiful Jews that are being saved. So the whole encouragement is just stay in Jesus. Stay in Jesus, with Jesus, and you have life and life in abundance. And what really blessed me, guys, is I read the same couple message. Of verses in the message, and here it just points out so clearly, and you can see why Jesus was so hard on the Pharisees. Because the law was a tutor to lead people to him. But they thought it was a fulfillment. When you got the law, you got everything. And you can see that in that parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee, where he was saying in that, I'm better than others, and he's proclaiming a righteousness of the law. But as Jesus said in that, the one that realized he's a sinner under the old covenant, under the law, that's where you got to come to. You got to come to that understanding you're a sinner and you need a savior. Like Paul came to in Romans 7, he says, who will rescue me from this body of the sin? So the law exposed this power at work in sons of disobedience. And then he cries out in Romans, say, who will rescue me? And then he says, praise God for Jesus. Then we got the beautiful chapter, Romans 8, the chapter of liberty, chapter of abiding. If you abide in his word, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I just want Anita just to read to us here at the end the message.
Believe me, friends, all I want for Israel is what's best for Israel, salvation, nothing less. I want it with all my heart and pray to God for it all the time. I readily admit that the Jews are impressively energetic regarding God, but they are doing everything exactly backward. They don't seem to realize that this comprehensive setting things right, that is salvation, is God's business, and a most flourishing business it is. Right across the street they set up their own salvation shops and noisily peddle their knockoffs. After all these years of refusing to really deal with God on his terms, insisting instead on making their own deals, they have nothing to show for it. The earlier revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then puts everything right for those who trust him to do it.
Hallelujah. So there's such beautiful understanding. You've got this road that was there to lead you to Jesus, the precious cornerstone, but it became a stumbling block to them. And then they are pursuing a righteousness by the law that actually points you to Jesus. So arise and shine and have a blessed day, looking to Jesus, listening to Jesus, walking with Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.